Agenda setting conversations of the day.
Well, there's a big call from the health department asking you to try and save lives, more than one life, if you become an organ donor. It's amazing what lives can be saved. I remember learning, I was amazed at this, that one liver can actually save the lives of two people. You can cut it up and it regenerates itself. Foster Mahale, spokesperson for the health department. Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to SAFM listeners. Thank you for the opportunity.
How are we going to encourage more people to donate organs? I mean, what you're really looking for is people to make it clear to their families that if they pass away in a way which means their organs are preserved, they can be donated.
Definitely, we believe that if people donate blood, people can also donate their organs while they're alive or while they've passed on in order to save lives of those who are in need of this life-saving organs.
Why do you think people don't do it? And I wonder sometimes if it's just because they don't know that they can and that it's relatively easy.
Yeah, definitely. We have noted that we have seen a number of people donating blood, but we believe that organ donation is the reason why it's relatively low is precisely because of little knowledge and little awareness as far as the public knowledge is concerned. Hence, we have joined hands with organizations like Organ Donor Foundation and other stakeholders in the health sector in order to raise and sustain awareness about organ donation.
There are some people who will say the reason that people don't do it is for cultural beliefs, the idea that you know, a religious belief. Is that true? I don't know if that is.
Yes, to some extent. But what's amazing is that we received applications for requests for organ donations from people across all culture and religious differences. So we don't believe that culture or religions are barriers for people to donate organs in order to save lives.
What are we going to do as a department then? So what's going to come next to try and encourage people to do this?
So we're going to intensify these campaigns, also try to sensitize our health workers to make people, the patients, aware that they can still save lives or they can still benefit from other people through these organ donations, especially organs like your kidney, your liver and lung, because one person, as correctly indicated, that a person can live with one kidney, meaning that I'm in need of a kidney, you can save my life and both of us we can continue to live, just like liver. A liver regenerates, meaning that it can still grow again over time. So one person through this liver, kidney and lung can save, can continue to live and while saving other lives.
In some countries, in some places, it's actually been possible to sell an organ. So your kidneys, most people are born with two kidneys. Not everyone, by the way, can function perfectly well with one. Is that something we should look at? I mean, there are big risks to that. In some countries, people sell blood.
In South Africa, it's unethical for people to sell the part because otherwise people end up killing other people in order to make business out of their organs. So it's illegal, it's unethical. That's why even those who are donating, we say we are donating, so don't expect any compensation. Just like the recipients, we say this is a donator, so you don't have to pay anything. So we condemn any form of commercial gains out of this organ donation or recipient.
I got to say, the idea of your organs or organs from someone in your family going to someone else's child is surely reward enough, you know, just to see the child live a long life. Foster Mahale, thank you, from the health department, 21 after 8.